It is my year of breaking limits. We joy in our heart this morning, shall we rise up? Lifting up our voice of thanksgiving, let us enter into his gate this morning with thanksgiving and gratitude in our heart and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. For we are here again. We have seen the goodness of God again. We lay down, we slept, and we woke because the Lord sustained us. Let's thank him for another day of victory, another day of triumph. Let's return with thanksgiving with a loud voice this morning and begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. With a loud voice this morning, let's return with thanksgiving. Let's give to him the praise and glory that is due unto him. Let's magnify his holy name this morning. The Lord God in our midst indeed is mighty. Let's thank him for the wonders of his work to us that is without numbers. Let's bless his holy name this morning. Let's return with a heart of gratitude and celebrate him. Let's magnify him for his testimonies in our midst. Let's be thankful and be praiseful this morning for all of the mighty works. Let's thank him and praise him for his good hand upon us as individual, even as a commission. Let's thank him and bless his holy name. Let's magnify him this morning. God has been faithful to his word in our midst. His word indeed is running swiftly, bringing about diverse testimonies. Let's thank him for all of the help we have received on this mountain again and again. Help on the prayer altar, help on the harvest field, even in pursuit of Operation 10 for Christ 2020. God has been faithful. Let's thank him and bless his holy name this morning. Let's be thankful for all of his provisions, protection, and preservation are going out and are coming in. God has been faithful to us. With thanksgiving this morning, let's commit this garden again to his hand, into the God that answered the flesh. We have come this morning. We have come unto him that answered a prayer, having this confidence and assurance that he will yet hear us. He will answer us again this morning. Having this confidence that we are not returning the same, because he has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. He has called us to bless us again. He has called us to empower us again. That is what we come for this morning. An empowerment, a transformation, a change of story. That is what this mountain asks for us this morning. Give him praise and glory, because it's another day of triumph and victory all around. Bless him and magnify him. Thank him and bless his holy name. We have come to the mountain of answers to prayer. We are returning with answers to prayer this morning. Give him glory, praise him and magnify him. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
Yeah. Almighty Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, now and forevermore. Almighty Father.
Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise and please be seated. It is my year of breaking limits. Oh, rise up shortly to commence our intercession by praying, saying, Father, open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where their challenges will be turned into testimonies. In Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 11, it said, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Let's rise on our feet this morning as we together take this prayer from the depth of our heart, saying, Father, open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where their challenges will be converted into testimonies. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where their challenges will be turned into testimonies. This is a heart cry, oh God, that you open the eyes of every challenge winner.
and to see this church as their city of refuge, where their challenges, where their trials will be converted into testimonies. Is somebody praying in faith? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession this morning. Father, open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where their challenges will be turned into testimonies. Lift up your voice this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray this one-line prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where their challenges will be turned into testimonies. Open their eyes, oh God. He said, and the eyes of the understanding may be enlightened. Oh God, open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where their challenges, where their trials will be turned into testimonies in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the Lord hearing your voice of intercession? Someone is praying in faith. You are praying in understanding, and you are equally praying in the Holy Ghost. Father, open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where their challenges will be turned into testimonies. This is a hard cry, oh God. Is somebody still praying? He said, and therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return with singing. They are returning with singing. Every challenge winner is returning with singing. Everlasting joy shall fill their heart, shall become their portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now pray in the Holy Ghost. Zorateando sandia neto se protosiaba embazande de zota brade e protosiandrabo le casandiaba rata shatale e casose e na shantala karade grezosaniana e parodosia. Lord, as you open their eyes, they shall return with singing. As they return, let them be breaking through on every side, breaking forth on every side, as you convert their challenges into testimonies in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now lift up your hands, appreciate him, give him praise, give him honor, because it is done. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Please be seated and give the Lord a big hand of praise.
It is my year of breaking limits. We are yet going to be praying, saying, Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. A louder amen. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who spake with his mouth unto David my father, and as with his hand fulfill it. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, we pray, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Lift up your voice as we pray this prayer from the depth of our heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. God has said it. He has the power to bring it to pass. Let's ask God this morning, stretch forth your hand, Lord, for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we are asking that you will stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We serve a God of speed. Let's ask God this morning,
to stretch forth his hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray in your name that you will stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, what he said, he has the power to bring it to pass. We serve a God of speed. He said we hasten it in our time. We pray, oh Lord, that you will stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across the nation of Nigeria in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Lift up your voice and pray in faith this morning. Lift up your voice and pray with fervency, asking the Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Whatsoever he say, he has the power to bring it to pass. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, let everyone hear your voice of intercession right now. Let everyone hear your voice of prayer right now. Pray in faith. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Mare penke ke ru pralo katuzia zazoza ake kere brala kata rako peke imbreke kotuzia mari sande kare brala kata toto e kere brala kata. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, we speak unto David my father, and with his hand he has fulfilled it. We are asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your hands and begin to magnify the name of the Lord. What he has said, he has done it again. We give you all the glory. We bless your name, Jesus. To you alone be all the glory forever. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise as we take our seat.
It is my year of breaking limits. Next, we shall yet rise to pray. And this time we're saying, Father, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of strangers seeking to manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 invitees from coming to this church. John chapter 10 and verse 5, the scripture says, and the stranger we did not follow, but we flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Please rise on your feet if you believe this prayer, and let's together lift up our voices as we ask the Father, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of strangers seeking to manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 invitees from coming to this church. Lift up your voice and let's engage in this line of intercession this morning. Let's ask the voice of the Holy Ghost. Let's ask the voice of the Holy Spirit to silence every voice of strangers, to silence every voice of strangers seeking to manipulate all our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 invitees from coming to this church. Someone lift up your voice and engage your heart in this intercession. Let's pray with passion and boldness. Let's pray with confidence. Let's ask the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, demanding this morning for the voice of the Holy Spirit to silence the voice of every stranger, to silence the voice of every manipulator seeking to deviate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 invitees from coming and settling in this church. Lift up your voice. Let's make that demand in faith.
Let's make this intercession with confidence. Let's make this intercession with boldness. We are making a demand of the Father to put an end to these manipulations, to put an end to every scheme and devices of strangers seeking to manipulate our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 targets and invitees from coming to this church, even in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice and show you are praying this morning. You are praying with boldness. You are praying with conviction. You are praying with full assurance that God is hearing and is answering this intercession this morning. Lift up your voice and let's engage the fervency of our hearts in this line of intercession. We are making this bold declaration in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of strangers. Silence the voice of negativity seeking to manipulate all our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 targets and invitees from coming to this church. Remember, it is written, there are many unruly and vain talkers whose mouth must be silenced. Therefore, Father, we make a demand this morning that you silence the voice of manipulators, that you silence the voice of strangers out to deviate, out to talk out all our Operation 10 for Christ 2020 invitees and prevent them from coming even to this church. We declare this morning, let their voices be silenced. We declare by the authority of the word, let their tongues cleave to the roof of their mouths in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare your prophetic agenda for this season shall not be stopped, shall not be hindered by the oppression of the voices of strangers. Therefore, by the authority of your word, even this morning, we decree, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of strangers. Put an end to the manipulation of vain talkers out to deviate all our Operation 10 for Christ's target from coming to this church. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. I appreciate him again this morning. Let's give him thanks and praise, because the voice of strangers, they will not follow, but they will yield to the voice of the Holy Ghost, even all through this operation season. Lift up your hands. I appreciate the Father because he has heard us again this morning and he has answered our intercession. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. We shall be continuing our intercession by praying in this manner. Father, we decree breaking limit order of unction upon the apostle over this commission all through this year. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 47 verses 1 to 5, scripture paints a picture of the Spirit of God rising as it were rivers of water and going forward from the knees, from the ankle, onto the knees, onto the loins, until it became a water that a man could swim in and could not be passed over. In the same manner, let the Spirit of the Lord completely take over the apostle over this commission as it makes our way forward in this breaking limit here. Can we rise and begin to pray that prayer? Father, we decree breaking limit order of unction upon the apostle over this commission all through this year 2020. Father, we decree breaking limit order of unction upon the apostle over this commission all through this year. Let's pray that prayer from the depth of our hearts. Father, we decree breaking limit order of unction upon the apostle over this commission all through this year. Pray that prayer sincerely. Father, we decree breaking limit order of unction upon the apostle over this commission all through this year. Father, grant it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, may you know what to do per time, Lord, in this breaking limit year, Lord. Jesus' paths never crossed by any man, Lord. Jesus, let the unction be mighty upon him. Breaking limit unction, Lord, over the apostle, over this commission, all through this year. Each time we'll know what to do. Each time we'll know what steps to take in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we decree breaking limit order of unction upon the apostle over this commission, Lord, all through this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, grant it. Let's pray that prayer from the bottom of our hearts. Let's pray the prayer with our understanding. Let's also pray it in the spirit. Makomo sirima, mama makuri la shandala, hiri mama hundara masiria, embankori mashentala la bakuria, ramasanta rimo moshiria. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree breaking limit order of unction upon your servant, the apostle over this commission, all through this breaking limit year, in the mighty name of Jesus. What steps to take, where to move, where the flock should go, as this apostolic word goes forth from his lips, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, breaking limit order of unction upon the apostle over this commission, all through this year. Lord, we decree it, Lord. Let it be, Lord. Let that water, Lord of the Spirit, rise, Lord God. Father, all across until it becomes a mighty river where a man cannot sweep over. Let him be overtaken completely in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree breaking limit order of unction upon the apostle over this commission all through this year in the mighty name of Jesus. That's our prayer, Lord. That's our request. Let's pray that prayer sincerely. We absolutely need it. We absolutely need it. He said it is the spirit that quickened the flesh, profited nothing. It is that spirit that we need. Let it completely take over God's servant in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree breaking limit order of unction upon the apostle over this commission all through this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that prayer sincerely. Pray from the depth of your heart. Say, Father, we decree breaking limit order of function upon the apostle over this commission all through this year. Let's pray that prayer. Continue to pray, pray, pray with your heart. Speak to God. Let God hear you clearly. You are saying, Father, we decree breaking limit order of function upon the apostle over this commission all through this breaking limit year in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, grant it, Lord. Let your hands be strong upon your servant. Let your hands be firm upon him, Lord. Jesus, unction, Lord, the right unction per time in the mighty name of Jesus. Breaking limit order of unction upon your servant, the apostle over this commission, all through this year, so he can lead us aright. He knows the steps to take per time in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we decree it, Lord. Our eyes are unto you, Lord, for we know without that, Lord, we have not passed this way before. Lord, we need that unction in the mighty name of Jesus. Breaking limit order of unction, appropriate for the times, appropriate for the demand, appropriate for the assignment. Breaking limit order of unction upon the apostle over this commission. Grant it, Father. Let your hands be firm upon him. That's a prayer, that's a request, and he will grant it. Wave your hands in appreciation, because that's what he will do for us. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Put your hands together. Please take your seat.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, by the revelation of your word, hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limits prophetic word in the life of every winner. Can I hear a bigger amen? Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 11 to 12 says, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And he said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said unto me, that thou hast well seen, because I will hasten my word to perform. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, by the revelation of your word, hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limits prophetic word in the life of each and every winner. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Father, by the revelation of your word, hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limit prophetic word in the life of every winner. Hasten the fulfillment. Hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limits prophetic word, prophetic agenda in the life of everyone. As someone lift up your voice as you pray right now, cry out unto the Lord, Father, by the revelation of your word. Hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limit prophetic agenda in the life of each and every winner. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. Father, by the revelation of your word. Father, Lord, by the opening of the eyes of your people, hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limits prophetic word in the life of every winner. Let each and every winner see well. Father, Lord, by the revelation of your word, let them see well to step into the 2020 breaking limit prophetic word in the life of every winner. Lift up your voice right now. Begin to speak to the Lord. Begin to pray. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Pray believing. Pray from your heart. Pray, answer, expectant prayer. Father, by the revelation of your word, hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limits prophetic word in the life of every winner. Father, Lord, by the revelation of your word, spark a revolution that will hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limits prophetic word in the life of every winner. Father, Lord, do it speedily. Do it speedily. Someone lift up your voice right now. Begin to pray this prayer. Speak to the Lord. Father, by the revelation of your word, hasten the fulfillment. Hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limits prophetic word. Hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limits prophetic word in the life of everyone connected to this commission. Lift up your voice. Pray your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. Leba bakarome baria shambrekerebo mandibraya lebra mokos kamina shebarabaraba rondo goshe kayalaba rendebose. Father, by the revelation of your word, hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limits prophetic word in the life of every winner. Hasten the fulfillment of the 2020 breaking limits prophetic word in the life of everywhere. By the revelation of your word, hasten the fulfillment, O Lord, of the 2020 breaking limits prophetic word. Someone lift up those hands. Just begin to appreciate God, because God is hastening his word to perform in the life of every winner via revelation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. Right now it's time for personal supplication, a time we go before the Lord with our personal items of expectation and our kingdom targets, believing him for answers. Jesus bore his mind concerning our prayers in John chapter 16, verse 24. John 16, verse 24, he said to his disciples, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name." And he said, "Ask, ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." And what he says to one, he says to all. Therefore, as we go before him this morning, we shall return with fullness of joy. Let your amen break limits. Rise with me before the Lord and go confidently. Remember, when you seek the kingdom first, every other thing becomes an addition. Let's pray. Let's rise this morning as we pray in the Holy Ghost. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or can think by the power of his Spirit at work in us. Give expression to that power this morning. Jando Baradi, Satadanda La Baranda, Akayala Tandolo Bradi Shantandala Banto, O Brodo Zombradi Dangle Gandorondo Baratandelida, Ala Rondo Zombrandi and La Taram Branda Labata. Somebody's praying expectantly in faith, in the spirit, giving thanks to God, assured of answers to the fullness of your joy. Little Bana, Lida Rusa da Maranda, Aklia da Bronda Zantan Diala Bante, Ediazazu Zakra di Shanda Baba, Rogolombon Diala Ratan Zombrondo Shontan Brende Lida, Liklogom Branda Labanto. Lift up your voice right now. Pray fervently in the spirit. We serve a God that answers prayers. Give him thanks. It is done. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. A big hand to Jesus and please have your seat.
It is my year of breaking limits. This morning, it is testimony time. As you listen to the following documented testimonies, you shall be blessed. Let's give the Lord a big clap of praise. Number one, barrenness terminated via soul winning. I got married on February 27, 2010. I believe God for the fruit of the womb, but it wasn't forthcoming. In July, we had 7 weeks of evangelism, which I participated in. During that time, my aunt called me and said that one of her friends reported me to her. She told her that I disturbed them in the neighborhood with my preaching. She added that on Sundays, instead of going home after church, I go from house to house preaching. She even said that if what I preached was really true, then why has God not given me a child? So I said, God, you have heard it. They are talking to you. During my quiet time, God gave me a word from Jeremiah 32, verse 27, which says, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? On the last week of the 7 weeks of harvest, I couldn't participate because indeed the symptoms of pregnancy had already started showing. God surprised those people who mocked me. Gave the Lord a big clap of praise this morning. Today, I have a wonderful baby. Praise the Lord. The testifier is Florence Udo. Let's give the Lord a big clap of praise. Number two. Career stagnation terminated via kingdom advancement prayers. If you are clapping for Jesus, let it be harder. For 5 years, my husband's financial status was of serious concern to me. His salary was menial, thereby making it difficult to feed the family or pay the children's school fees. I prayed and did everything humanly possible to no avail. However, in March 2018, a sister invited me for Covenant Hour of Prayer. She further told me that if I agreed to join the commission, the Lord will change my level. So I followed her reluctantly. Thereafter, I engaged in all the prophetic instructions and kingdom advancement prayers. Surprisingly, the next month, my husband was called for a new job in an oil farm with incredible salary. Between April and July 2018, my husband has been promoted 3 times. It is just like a dream to me. Indeed, the God of Bishop Oyedepo is not a liar. I give all the glory to him. The testifier is Blessing Ekanan. Shall we please rise unto our feet and give the Lord the biggest clap of praise this morning?
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give thanks to God this morning for his faithfulness and his goodness towards us? Let us thank him for the testimonies that we have heard this morning. They are the doings of the Lord and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let your voice of gratitude be heard on high as you give glory unto his name and give praise. Celebrate him, glorify him, and honor him. He is worthy of all praise, is worthy of all glory, is worthy of all honor, is worthy of all adoration. Make sure your voice of gratitude is heard on high this morning. You are giving him the praise that is due to his name. You are giving him the glory that is due to his name. You are giving him honor and adoration due unto him this morning. For the wonderful things that he has done, give thanks. Appreciate him and celebrate him. Our God is faithful and worthy of all praise. Remember, as you thank him for what he has done, you prepare for what he will do. You position for what he will do. Appreciate him and give him glory. Give honor and give adoration unto him. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Thank him and thank him. Bless his holy name. Father, you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. You are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all adoration. We celebrate you, Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. We celebrate you, Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. Now thank him for the answers to your prayer, that you have not prayed in vain, neither have you prayed into storage, but that God has heard you and has answered your prayers. Give him the glory due to his name. And now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. It is you we have come to hear today. Speak directly to me, Lord. By your word, speak directly to me, Lord. By your word, speak directly to me, Lord. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, this morning, we are grateful for the privilege and the blessing of being in your presence. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for your faithfulness towards us. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. We ask, Lord, that you will speak to us again. By your word, let everyone be changed and let each one be transformed. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our exhortation line for this week has been captioned, God does not reward efforts made, he rewards results obtained. As far as our engagement with God is concerned, it is the outcome of the engagement that determines God's reaction to our engagement. The Bible makes it clear to us, it said, he that reapeth, receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that reapeth, who that soweth, and he that reapeth may rejoice together. The wages, according to scriptures, are determined by what we gather, the results we obtain. Therefore, it means that it is not effort that must be celebrated. It is outcome or result that must be celebrated. If we are going to make much of our work with God, then we must be committed to getting results for God. It is the results that we obtain that determines what becomes of each one of us. And that is why it becomes important for us to position ourselves adequately, not just to celebrate the input, but to be committed to the output. There are people who pray, for example, and the prayer simply satisfies their religious conscience. Their commitment is to the fact that, well, I have prayed. But God says that the purpose of prayer is answers. So until the prayer is answered, until the outcome is received, the prayer has not yet prevailed. And it is the prayer that prevails that determines the rewards that we attain. We go out on the harvest field. It is the going out that God commands, but it is the bringing in that God rewards. So to go out is not enough, but to bring in is what brings about our change. Psalm chapter 126 and verse 6, verse 5 and 6, it said, they that go bearing precious seed and weeping, they will doubtless return, bearing their sheaves with them. In other words, the going out may be costly, but the bringing in is where the joy and where the testimony is delivered. My prayer for each one of us is that for every one of our engagement in this season, not only will you go out, but you will bring in. Not only will you pray, but you will get answers. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Amen. Now let's take note of these thoughts this morning. A great coach does not make a star, but every star is made through personal discipline, dedication, and sacrifice. A great coach does not make a star, but every star is made through personal discipline, dedication, and sacrifice. In our contemporary world, we know that one coach may coach all players, but not all players coached by that coach emerge a star. There are great coaches in the world, but each player's input is what determines the outcome of their lives. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible puts it this way. It says, he that warreth entangleth not himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. He does not live carelessly. He operates with discipline. He said that he may please him that has called him to be a soldier. So God's expectation is that if anyone is going to emerge on the platform of stardom, then personal discipline is non-negotiable. Beyond discipline, we have the requirement of dedication, like we said earlier. In John 12, verse 23 down to verse 26, Jesus paints this picture. He said, the hour for the Son of Man to be glorified has come. But except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it will bring forth much fruit. He said, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. He said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, the position, that glorification that I obtain, he said, there shall my servant be. If any man will serve me, him will my Father honor. That is the picture of dedication. He said, if you want to attain the glorification that I am attaining, Jesus speaking, he said, then you must be willing to exhibit the dedication that I'm exhibiting. It is our commitment to that dedication that ultimately determines glorification. That is why you have always heard that there is a story behind the glory. Whenever you see the testimony of an individual, you see the glory around an individual's life, check it, there's a story behind it. And one of the exhibitions of this story is their dedication. You look at God's servant, our father, the apostle over this commission, and people will say, oh, I love the testimony of Bishop Oyedepo. But there is a processing room for it, and it is the process of dedication. Until you are willing to be dedicated, you are not ready to be elevated. It is our commitment to the protocol of dedication that determines our ultimate elevation. Stars are bound to rise, but not without the protocol of dedication. Until dedication is exhibited, elevation cannot be experienced. My prayer for each one of us is that this grace for dedication will come afresh upon each one in the name of Jesus. Not only dedication, but we said also sacrifice. Sacrifice. Romans 12 and verse 1, the Bible tells us, he said, let us offer unto God, he said, let's present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Sacrificial living is all about conforming to the will and the plan of God per time. Pursuing the agenda of God with your life. Making what matters to God matter to you. Living life at the expense of the will of God. That's what it simply means. In other words, what God is showing to us is that it's not enough to be disciplined, it's not enough to be dedicated, but we must be sacrificial. We must engage the entirety of our lives for the fulfillment of the will and the plan of God. And there is nothing that is central to God's will like the pursuit of the lost. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but will have everlasting life. John 3:16. That is the central pursuit of God. That is the central agenda of God. He wants the kingdoms of this world to become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. Revelation 11 and verse 15. So according to scripture, every one of us has this practical assignment to be on the go for Jesus in seeing souls won. No wonder we are told that he has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, and he has given unto us the word of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18 and verse 19. So everyone that is a child of God has this responsibility. It is when we submit ourselves in totality to it, making our lives center around the will and the plan of God, that we're able to see the fullness of the glory of God. My prayer for each one of us is that no one here will miss the fullness of his glory. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Amen. Have you not heard in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 29 and verse 30? The Bible paints it to us this way. It says, for whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image, to be packaged just like the master, to go after the pattern of the master. He said, so that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And as they submit themselves to his agenda and his will, what happens? He said, moreover, them that he predestinated, he also called. Those that he called, he also justified. And those that he justified, he also glorified. After the same order, after the same pattern. This is what God expects for each one of us. My prayer is that no one here will fall short in the name of Jesus Christ. So when we begin to commit ourselves in discipline, in dedication, and in sacrifice, we see our star begin to rise. Your star will rise in the name of Jesus. You believe it, say louder, amen. Now, take note of this thought also, that one may coach a potential wrestler, boxer, or an athlete, but each one has to do the wrestling, boxing, and running by himself. No one can do it for you. You must do it by yourself. You may be coached by the coach, but you are the one to box on that day. The coach will only keep instructing you. If you watch boxing, every blow is directed at the boxer, not the coach. When you come back from the boxing ring and you enter your corner, the coach tells you, why are you not moving? Move your legs, move your legs, move your legs. He wants to take your head out. Move your legs. It will never come for the coach. It's coming for the boxer. You see, the truth is this, we are the ones to take responsibility for ourselves. Papa pray, papa pray, papa pray. No, they are coming for you. You are the one in the ring. That's why you must take responsibility. There are things that can never be done for you. The coach will tell you what to do, but you will do it by yourself. I remember watching some of the clips of the early days of Mike Tyson during his training. He had a very old man that was his trainer, and the man will sit down on the chair beside where he's boxing and tell him, keep hitting, hit it again, hit it again. But the man is sitting. He's sitting because it is not his fight. It's Tyson's fight. If you enter the ring and you are not prepared, whatever happens to you, happens to you. He will only console you at the end if you are still alive. But if you are going to win the fight, then you must engage personally. Nobody can win it for you. You have the responsibility to win it on your behalf. My prayer is that no one here will fall short. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, no one ever wins the prize in any race without his personal dedication. So it is you that must be committed to the process in order to win. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 down to verse 26, the Bible puts it this way. He said that, know ye not that they which run in the race run all, but one receiveth the prize. Not everybody receives. He said, so run that you may obtain. Don't be a participator. Go there as one to obtain. He said, but every man that strives for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are doing it for an incorruptible crown. We are engaged in spiritual sportsmanship. He said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. He said, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I am there engaging on purpose. I am there to win the prize. I am there to get the crown. No one here will miss the prize, and no one here will miss the crown. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But all of this requires our personal commitment. Paul the Apostle said, forgetting the things that are behind and pressing forth for the things that are before. He said, I press towards the mark
for the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. No one here will miss that price. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning? Lift your hand before God. And from the depth of your heart, call upon God. Lord, I receive grace to take responsibility. I receive grace to take responsibility in order to get results. In order to get results. No one will fight my fight for me. No one will run my race for me. I take grace, O Lord. 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 I take grace, O Lord, to take responsibility in order to win the prize, in order to secure the crown. Lord, I take grace. No one can run my race for me. No one can fight my fight for me. No one can get the prize for me. Therefore, Father, I take grace this morning. I take grace this morning. I take grace this morning. Let your grace be made available. 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 I take grace. I take grace. I take grace. Are you calling upon God this morning? He said, let's come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. My Father, I take grace this morning. I take grace this morning. Are you praying that prayer? Call upon the name of the Lord and receive grace. 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 And receive grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive grace this morning. I take it. I take it. I take it. I receive grace. I receive grace this morning for discipline. I receive grace this morning for dedication. I receive grace this morning for sacrifice in my engagement in order to win the prize. I will not fall short. I will not fall short in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand to heaven and give thanks to God. Father, thank you and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. As we have called upon him for grace, the grace will keep speaking in the name of Jesus Christ. Each one shall emerge as a prize winner, and your star will rise. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. We have our flyers available this morning, and these are tools and instruments of the Spirit. We're asking for the breath of the Holy Ghost upon them. Everyone that comes across this flyer will surrender. They will follow after us. They will rush into this house, and their testimony shall be delivered. Stretch your hand and speak a word right now. In the name of Jesus, these flyers are declared blessed. They are instruments of the Spirit for the provocation of the harvest. Breath of God, breathe upon them. Breath of God, breathe upon them. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Lord, none of these flowers will return barren. Every one of them will provoke harvest. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. It is done. Don't forget, this is Operation Andrew Week. Along with Operation 10 for Christ 2020, ensure that your harvest is secure. This Sunday, no one comes empty, and God will honor you in return. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulations, somebody, as you go. Be blessed. Pick up the flyers you require and advertise Jesus in the course of the day. Be blessed.